Take a deep breath. And on the out-breath, letting go of all your tension and imagining on the next in-breath that you're filling yourself full of light, that you're surrounded by light and you're breathing it in. And make a picture in your mind of yourself full of light, sparkling light. And again, on the out-breath, just let go of any shadows or heaviness or tension. And now see yourself in a beautiful scene from nature. Imagine the feel of the earth underneath your feet. And see the textures and the colours around you. Feel the warmth of the sun or the wind blowing through your hair. Imagine the smells and the sounds around you. And now just find somewhere comfortable to sit or lay. And imagine that you're sitting or laying in a meditative position and that you're communing or connecting with nature, breathing it deeply in. So that light that you're breathing in is the key or the energy of nature flowing into you and through you, uplifting you and cleansing and centering you. And now coming towards you is a beautiful sphere of light just floating towards you. And as the sphere of light becomes closer, you see inside it a shape. And it's actually a flower, but it's a very unusual flower. It's almost like half a flower. And it's called a fan flower or hand flower. So it only has petals on one side, shaped like a hand. And the colour is a beautiful purpley pink or a pinky purple. And just imagine that this beautiful flower spirit, with its petals shaped like a hand, is just stroking down over your aura now. It's like an auric massage, stroking downwards and just releasing any knots and tension out of your aura. You might even imagine it's a little bit like the hands of a flower fairy, just working busily, getting all the knots and the tangles out of your energy lines, stroking and soothing, releasing tension. And now the flower fairy is coming to sit or stand in front of you. And you notice that there's a beautiful glowing pink light in the center of her chest. And this is her heart chakra. And her heart chakra is sending out a beam of pink light all the way to your heart chakra. And it's lighting your heart chakra up, filling it with light, but also making it feel lighter. It's almost as though all the heaviness has become as light as a feather and is just sort of floating away upwards into the sky, as light and fluffy as a cloud. And the sky is just taking that heavy energy and just turning it into something beautiful and vibrant, turning it into sparkles in the sky and blowing it back to you, filling your heart with light and vibrancy. And now looking at the flower fairy, you can see that she does have petals coming out from around her. And those petals are extending and expanding. And she's saying, you are like a flower. Your whole energy field is like a flower. And you have petals that are much like hands. Hands that can open to receiving gifts and blessings from the universe around you. Imagine you are like a flower opening to receive. And she says, just know that my beautiful petals are wrapped safely around you like a filter, helping you to receive only your highest good. Now extend your hand out to me with the palm facing up, for I have a gift for you. And she hands you a beautiful bundle, like something wrapped in cloth. And when you open it up, there's a crystal inside. Just take note of the colour. Now place this crystal into your heart. And imagine that colour spreading through your chest, your shoulders, your arms, your upper back, spreading light through you, opening your heart to receive more light and vibrancy from the world around you. The light from the crystal is spreading through and just melting away any tensions and tightness. Anything that might stop you from being able to receive your highest good from the world around you. Another fairy is just working with her beautiful hands to stretch your petals out and to again release any tensions or tightness and to connect you up with the greatest good in the universe that is in alignment with your heart's deepest wishes. And now take a moment to thank the fairy, looking deeply in her eyes, saying thank you for her blessings, for her healing. And seeing her shrinking down and becoming small again, seeing her become the flower that she is again, seeing the flower within the ball of light, seeing the flower in the ball of light just shrink away into the distance, becoming smaller and smaller until it's just you again, in the scene from nature, back in your meditative position. And now remember your real body. And imagine as you're remembering your real body and coming back to an awareness of it, you're bringing back with you the open-heartedness, the open-handedness, that capacity to receive that the flower fairy has awakened within you. Remember that feeling and draw it back into your body as you wiggle your fingers and your toes and have a stretch. And take a few nice deep breaths in. And just take a little time now to rest and be still and to ask yourself, what would you like to be more open to? And to see now if you can turn your intention to be more open into some kind of affirmation or a mantra, a statement of intent. What words might you use to remind yourself to stay open to receiving your greatest good? And then when you are done, when you've found your words, just sitting or standing up slowly and going about your day, remembering to breathe deeply and take your time. Blessed be.